the FAA renews partnerships for aviation education. More mechanical woes for American Airlines, and there's a new version of ForeFlight available. This is Aero News for Friday, October the 5th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta has renewed two important partnerships to encourage young people to pursue a career in aerospace. Jamail Larkins will continue to serve as the FAA's official ambassador for aviation and space education under the STEM ASVED, that's the Science, Engineering, and Mathematics Aviation and Space Education Program. Larkins is one of the country's youngest aviation entrepreneurs and president of Ascension Air, a Cirrus fractional partnership program. He addresses up to 20,000 students about aerospace careers each year through public schools and youth groups. The STEM ASVED program coordinates presentations with Larkins for agency outreach events such as aviation career education academies, airport career expos, and school visits. The agency also renewed a partnership with Build-A-Plane, a national program that allows students to construct real airplanes. Build-A-Plane Executive Director Katrina Bradshaw signed the renewal with Acting Administrator Huerta. Build-A-Plane started in 2003 as a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting aerospace and aviation careers by allowing students across the United States to work on the construction and restoration of airplanes. Another American Airlines jet has been forced to return to its departure airport shortly after takeoff, but this time it was the landing gear that caused the problem, not the seats. American has been closely scrutinized recently due to seats that were found to be improperly attached to the cabin floor on four airplanes. The issue prompted American to ground 47 of its 757s earlier this week for inspection. On Tuesday, a flight which had departed from Dallas returned for an emergency landing 10 minutes after takeoff, according to a report appearing on ABC's Good Morning America. Passengers were told to brace for a crash landing, but the airplane landed normally with no injuries to any of the passengers. A landing gear warning light in the cockpit indicated that the gear was jammed, and that precipitated the return to the airport. But ABC reports that some passengers, aware of the labor disputes between the airline and its pilots, were skeptical about the situation. NBC News reports that negotiations between the Allied Pilots Association and American had resumed on Wednesday, even as the union was counting votes for a strike authorization. In a letter to employees dated October the 2nd, American CEO Tom Horton said he was, quote, pleased that APA had agreed to immediately resume negotiations, and the negotiating teams are scheduled to meet in intensive bargaining sessions beginning this week. It is time to put this chapter behind us and move American forward, end quote. However, the expectation is that American Airlines pilots will have voted to authorize a strike in the balloting that ended Wednesday at noon Central Daylight Time, but union leaders said they may not immediately announce the results of that vote. The strike authorization vote has been going on for a month. Reuters reports that the union may use the unreleased results as a bargaining chip in its negotiations with American management. Some analysts say the situation is similar to one faced by now-defunct Eastern Airlines some 20 years ago. A protracted dispute with its pilots is credited in part with that airline's decision to fold. There's a new version of ForeFlight Mobile available in the iTunes App Store. The big feature in this release is a Runway Proximity Advisor, a visual and audio alerting feature that advises you when ForeFlight Mobile predicts your aircraft is approaching, entering, or crossing a runway. Runway Proximity Advisor will display a visual alert on any ForeFlight screen and announce the name of the runway you are approaching, entering, or crossing. ForeFlight Mobile is aware of hold short locations and offsets for larger airports, resulting in more precise enunciations at those airports. ForeFlight Mobile 4.7 is a free update for existing customers. Version 4.7 does require iOS 5.1 or higher. This release also includes important bug fixes, and the update is recommended for all users. When Aero News continues, forget the $100 burger, how about a $100 carry-on bag? The CAP is soaring higher thanks to new Air Force Academy gliders. And Sarah Brightman outbids NASA for a ride to the space station.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, October the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Spirit Airlines is set to start charging passengers up to $100 for the privilege of bringing a carry-on bag onto one of its flights, but passengers can lower the cost by paying in advance. Spirit already charges for any bags brought onto one of its airliners. The new fee structure begins at $25 for a carry-on for members of the airline's $9 fare club, climbing to $35 if the fee is paid online, or $40 if over the phone. At the ticket counter, passengers will pay $50 to carry their suitcase onto the plane, and if they wait until they get to the jetway, they'll be hit with the $100 price tag. In a news release issued Monday, Spirit said, quote, "Unfortunately, some customers are still waiting until they reach the boarding gate to purchase their carry-on. This slows the boarding process for all customers, delays flights, increases cost for the company, and ultimately results in higher fares for everyone," end quote. As scary as it sounds, Spirit actually hopes that no one ever pays the $100 fee, simply because they want people to plan ahead, or as the airline calls it, bring less and pay less. Spirit says its Bring Less, Pay Less bag program passes the cost of handling bags solely to those bringing bags, rather than have everyone subsidize those costs. You might call it a baggage user fee. The airline says the reduced amount of baggage has saved money and helped the company conserve the equivalent of nearly 6 million gallons of fuel in the last year alone, compared to the rate of consumption before the introduction of the program. The airline still does allow one free personal item that must fit under the seat in front of the passenger. According to the Associated Press, Spirit's base fares are low, but fees make up as much as 40% of the airline's revenue. 12 TG-10B gliders from the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs now belong to the Civil Air Patrol. The recent Air Force transfer of the aircraft to CAP is a boost to the Air Force Auxiliary's glider program. It will allow the Air Force Auxiliary to replace some of its older gliders and help modernize its existing fleet of 42 gliders. 10 of the Air Force Academy gliders will be used to upgrade the CAP soaring fleet, but two others, not considered airworthy, will be stored to supply parts for those that are in use. 8 of the gliders also come equipped with trailers to be used for storage and transportation. Like the Air Force Academy, CAP uses its gliders to introduce America's youth to flight through its cadet orientation program. The opportunity to fly is a major attraction for cadets. Almost 32,000 orientation flights were provided in CAP's gliders and powered aircraft over the past year. In addition to its cadet orientation flights, CAP offers 3 National Glider Academies and a number of region and wing glider encampments each summer at different locations throughout the U.S. The glider academies and encampments are specifically designed for cadets who want to learn to fly. Participants receive formal ground instruction and cockpit time with a certified flight instructor, and some participants get the opportunity to solo. Singer Sarah Brightman plans to pony up more than $51 million for a seat on a Soyuz spacecraft to take a vacation on the International Space Station, and her trip will take up a slot that was to have been used by an American astronaut. Brightman reportedly outbid NASA for the seat, according to a report from ABC News. As a result, an American will wind up spending a full year on the station because of limited seat availability, a plan previously agreed to by NASA. The space agency says having one of its astronauts spend a year in space will be beneficial to medical research. They say the year-long stay will give them some insight into long-endurance flights, such as to asteroids or Mars. ABC News reports there have actually been several volunteers for the year-long space station stay among the U.S. Astronaut Corps. Tourists have been carried into space on flights arranged by Space Adventures 7 times since 2001. The price has increased from a reported low of $22 million to the 50 million plus that it takes today. That's due to the laws of supply and demand. There are fewer Soyuz seats available these days, so the price has gone up. Apparently, Phantom of the Opera star Brightman has that spare $51 million just rattling around in her purse, and the Russians are willing to sell to the highest bidder. She will reportedly fly on a mission in 2014 or 2015. Brightman, of course, is famous for her vocal range of more than 3 octaves. One can only wonder if her voice might reach even greater heights while she's vacationing in space. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.